this reading in the book of Matthew, in chapter 24, is a traditional one on the first, one of the traditional ones on the first Sunday of Advent. And I've been asked before, why is it on a time when we're looking forward to the birth of Christ, celebrating the birth of Christ, when we're looking forward to the joy of Jesus Christ, do we always begin Advent starting off with a grave warning, with a dire message? It's only a dire message if you don't believe. It's only a grave warning to those who have not taken heed, to those who are not prepared. This time of Advent, when we look forward to not only the celebrating the birth of Christ, but when we look forward to celebrating the difference that Christ has made in the world, the difference that Christ makes in our lives, when we look forward to that, this is the time that the Scripture tells us that we need to prepare our hearts. We need to prepare our lives. But this is not a time, Advent is not a time to sit back and wait. We're not here waiting for the arrival of Christ. We are anticipating the arrival of Christ. We're preparing for the arrival of Christ. We're celebrating the arrival of Christ. This is a time, not a time of waiting. This is a time of action. Paul said that the hour is nearer every day. Every hour that passes, we are nearer. Now, some will say, well, you know, okay, this message has been preached for 2,000 years. So how can you say that there is urgency? How can you say that we must prepare today? Someone who did that 1,500 years ago died still waiting. This is the way that God intended it to be. This is God's plan. God has planned it, has planned this since before the beginning of the earth. And you are part of that plan. You are part of that plan every bit as much if you do not have not given your life to Jesus Christ as you are if you have. That is the shocking news. You're still part of the plan. God uses everything for good. God uses unbelievers for good. Unbelief of not believing God is not a good thing, but God uses it for good. This is a plan of action. God is always in action. God intends for His people to be in action. This is a time to contemplate our lives and to prepare our hearts to spend time in God's Word. But this is also a time to think about that person in your life who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ. To think about that person that you would like to share that with. To share what a difference Christ makes in your life. This is about the time that we need to even to go to the person that we don't want to share that with. This is the time that God has placed in our lives to share the gospel with those who have not received Him. I have at least one child who is not a believer. I have relatives and a sister who is not a believer. And I understand that this is all part of God's plan, and I understand that no matter how frustrating it may be to me, I need to continue to share the good news with them. I need to continue to invite them into the community of believers. I need to continue to tell them what a difference God has made in my life. Because God will draw them in God's time, not my time. God has ordained the time that they will hear. But it's my job to speak. This is not a time, Advent is not a time to be idle. Advent is a time to be working. Just as much as when the blind man received his sight, he could no longer beg, he can see, he has met Jesus Christ, and he has to now go to work to eat. He's no longer a beggar because Jesus Christ came into his life. When Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are no longer a beggar. You have work to do. And that work is sharing the good news with one another, serving one another, demonstrating the difference that it has. You know, we are told in Scripture that without works, faith is dead. And what that means is, it's written kind of backwards in Hebrew. What it means is that faith cannot survive without living for Christ. We can never be saved by works that we do. We can never do anything to earn our salvation. But if we truly love the Lord, we must serve one another. Paul said that in the scripture in Romans that I read that we do this by loving one another. We love one another as ourselves. How do we love ourselves? You've heard this many times. We love ourselves by providing food and shelter and clothing and compassion when we need it. That's how we love one another. Advent is a time, is not a time of waiting, not a time of looking forward. Advent is a time of action. When you know that someone's coming to your house, you just sit back and